Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Happy August to you. It is August 2nd, 2017. This is Molly McCord, and every Wednesday we gather here to talk about astrology and energies of the week ahead. And welcome to a big, powerful, juicy month of 2017. August has been off to a big start because we are already in eclipse season. It officially started with our last new moon, which was on July 24th. That was a new moon in Leo that started the energy. So there's been this building, and perhaps you're feeling it in some area of your life. You're feeling it as a part of yourself that has to be expressed and something you need to say, and you're like, I got to do this, I have to follow this, or I've been putting this off. Now's the time. And that would be a wonderful thing to remember about August. It's essentially the universe saying, now is the time. What do you want? And it's that really serious, what do you want energy. And I feel it as heart openings, great for romance, dating, taking a risk, putting yourself out there, something courageous. That's what Leo is about. And that's what we're meant to really embrace. We are meant to look at what is calling to your heart. And if you have the courage to own it, to feel that passion and allow it to move you forward. Now, Leo has two archetypes. One of them is that proud ruler, the proud king or queen of your own life, where you have the confidence, you're bold, you're creative, you're very strong in your self-identity. And the other side of that coin is the Leo archetype of the cowardly lion, who quivers and shakes and isn't ready and, oh, I can't. And it's the slower path, if you will, to the Leo, on the Leo journey. And so that's what we're all doing right now, is we're all looking at this part of our lives, these parts of ourselves that are requiring us to work internally on that confidence factor. And if we are feeling a little bit gun-shy or cowardly or something, well, that is the gift to work with then. That is exactly what needs your attention. So it's not about going into any judgment around it. It's simply saying, okay, this is what is in front of me, and it's up to me to make the most of it right now. So we're off and running here. The sun is in Leo at 10 degrees. We have Mars in Leo at 8 degrees. This is conjunct the sun. Mars is going to be conjunct the sun for a while, and that adds our... that adds in the anger, that adds in the sexuality, that adds in the force and being fierce and the go for it and I want. It adds in that sense of I'm going to get what I want. Leo is a fixed sign. That means it will focus on something until it gets what it wants. So we have a lot of energy driving us forward this month. And your job and your assignment, which I've been talking about for months now, is to really say, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm open. Yes. It's your opportunity to say yes. So we're moving into August, and the other thing we have going on here are two important retrogrades. One of them is starting today or tonight, depending on your time zone, August 2nd, August 3rd, and that is Uranus stationing to go retrograde. Uranus has been moving ahead in Aries, covering new territory. It's now up to 28 degrees of Aries. This is the energy of spiritual awakenings. This is the energy of breakthroughs, of I can't take it anymore. That's not me. This isn't what I want. This is who I am. This is what I want. This is what's important to me. It can stir up our inner need to say and do something that we didn't realize was behind our mask. The mask is what we wear. In astrology, it's your ascendant. Your rising sign is associated with your mask. And this Uranus and Aries energy is actually showing you more of who you really are underneath the surface, underneath anything that you've been wearing or carrying around. And because it's Uranus, it is a breakthrough energy. It is rebellious. It's an activist. It is electrical. It is spicy and dynamic and impatient. If you have any points or planets at 28 degrees, that is actually one of these hot points in the zodiac right now, 28 degrees. So that means if you have even planets between 24 degrees to perhaps 1 or 2 degrees of the next sign, this energy is vibrating you. It's like shaking you. And it's meant to shake you up, to shake away what you no longer want. This 28-degree point is really key right now because we have not only Uranus stationing retrograde at 28 degrees, but we also have Chiron at 28 degrees of Pisces. Then we're going to have our total solar eclipse at 28 degrees of Leo. The North Node already went over 28 degrees a few months ago. And Saturn in Sagittarius is going to come back here to 28 degrees in the fall. All of this is really triggering a hot spot if you have any planets between 24 degrees and 29 degrees of a sign, because you're really being encouraged or perhaps forced to evolve, move forward, be responsible, take ownership. It's really focusing on these parts of our charts. So this Uranus retrograde, it becomes very strong when a planet is about to go retrograde, especially an outer planet. It's like it has a bigger vibration, bigger vibration, bigger vibration. You know, you feel the train rumbling down the tracks. It's that kind of a thing. Like, oh, I'm really feeling it. It's really shaking me up. And so the planet is going to be going retrograde until January of 2018. It goes back to 24 degrees of Aries. So between 24 and 28 degrees, again, it's shaken up. It's shaken up, shaken loose, getting rid of it. I don't want this. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. I have to do this for me. All of that's coming up right now. And as with all of these transits, if you do have a planet at this degree point in the sign in Aries, it's working with you the most, but it's also working with you if you have any planets in 24 to 29 degrees of Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn. Those are the ones that are getting it the most. It's much more supportive if you have any planets at 24 to 29 degrees of Leo and Sagittarius. So it's really making sure that you're getting to the heart of you. And that's what Uranus does, especially in Aries, because Aries is that I am self. That's that who am I? What is my identity? What am I about? And Aries energy can be childish, impulsive, short-tempered. It is very much all about me, me, me when it's in an unconscious lower state. But when it has evolved to a higher state of personal understanding, it can take its own experiences and be relatable to other people. It can take its sense of self and go out into the world and feel stronger and more secure in its self-identity. So we have this retrograde happening here in August. And then coming up, we've got Mercury retrograde starting August 12th. And this is in Virgo at 12 degrees. Mercury is now in Virgo, and this is where we get real, get specific, get detail-oriented. We find errors. We find things that need to change or be improved. Perhaps we just start organizing. We've had a lot in our heads, and Mercury in Virgo says, okay, we're going to make a list. We're going to go through the list. We're going to be precise and specific. We're going to do what needs to get done and just move through it in an orderly fashion. So it's a wonderful thing when we have Mercury in Virgo to help us get organized, mentally organized. We prioritize, we get rid of stuff, we say, oh, I can't focus on that, I have to focus on this. We have to be aware of being overly concerned with perfection or obligation. Virgo is also associated with guilt and shame and the shoulds and being a martyr. And do you go there mentally? That would be one of the lower expressions of Virgo energy, where the higher expression of Virgo energy is saying, okay, we can work through this. We can improve this. We can make this better. Here are the steps, 1, 2, 3. So that's what we're doing right now. We are going through this territory that Virgo is going to that Mercury is going to pass over again 2 more times. This is called Mercury's shadow. So Mercury is going forward right now. It will slow down at 12 degrees of Virgo and go retrograde back to the late degrees of Leo, which also sets off the solar eclipse energies again. Then Mercury will go direct, and finally, by the end of September, move into new territory. So whatever you're working on and moving through and figuring out right now, you're probably going to be reorganizing it and revisiting it, reprioritizing it in September, and it will just be clearer in October. So that's always a great heads up about Mercury retrograde, is that, okay, I'm going to be gentler with myself. I can only get so much done in a day. I'm not going to overthink it, and I'm going to just allow some things to go. I'm not going to overwork it, which would, Virgo is a worker. Virgo will overwork it. I will overservice. I will overdo it just to make it better and to make it perfect. So heads up about that right now. You don't want to overdo something, because chances are you're going to come back around and just work on it 2 more times anyways. Now, this retrograde, I think, is a gift this month because it's slowing us down. We have a lot of gusto, you know, with Mars traveling with the sun and all this fire energy in the sky, and we're just go, go, go. And we have the groundedness of Mercury in Virgo. And because it's retrograde, it's giving our minds a break. Whew, don't we need that? It's so easy to feel overwhelmed these days. Too much information, too much content, too much to do, you know, and on it goes. I find Mercury retrograde to be a beautiful gift, a wonderful opportunity to slow down. And I hope that's something you can step into in August and embrace and just feel, okay, I don't have to figure it all out right now because it's going to change anyways. Whatever that new thing is going to change and look different in October. So staying open to that is going to help you with the planning of any projects, any vacations, any travel, you know, anything that's in the works or on the books, you're going to be reworking it. Now, we're building up to a full moon on August 7th, and that's going to be our first eclipse. So let's get into that. It is a full moon lunar eclipse at 15 degrees of Aquarius. This is the sign of dynamic change. Now, what's fascinating here is that Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. And I just spoke about how Uranus is now retrograde. So we have strong Uranus energy going on this week, which is building up to strong Uranus energy on the full moon lunar eclipse. 15 degrees in your chart, 15 degrees of Aquarius, is where the vibration of this energy is going to go pow. It's got that pop to it. Lunar eclipses are emotional. They are illuminating. They give you more information that you didn't see because it was hidden on the other side of the moon. The dark side of the moon is coming up for light. That's what the full moon does. So you see something fresh and new, a new vision, a new way ahead, a new understanding, new insights, new clarity. Aquarius is an air sign. It is intelligent. It is genius. It's cosmic wisdom. And I feel that that is what we're receiving with this first lunar eclipse. But it's going to be the feeling of it, which is interesting because Aquarius is not a feeling sign. It's an intellectual sign. It's a thinker. It's groupthink, actually. It's group speak. It's what you do in collaboration with friends, your tribe, your network, the people you associate with. You can expect some changeovers in those areas of your life where some groups are you're thinking, maybe I'm not into this anymore. Maybe this group served its purpose. Maybe there's new groups coming in. Maybe there's new friendships. New connections, new potentials, a new support system for your vision that you've been working on. I actually am seeing, just as I'm talking, I'm seeing this in my life where I am disconnecting from so much of the spiritual stuff. Like I'm really turning a page here. I'm really moving into a whole new territory professionally. And I no longer want to see in my newsfeed the spiritual messages because I don't resonate with the energy of them. And it's interesting because I've been a spiritual teacher for years, and I just feel this sense of, you know, the energy is changing, the vibration of this is all changing, and you have to keep pioneering, you have to keep moving ahead. And so in my own life, part of this changeover is that I'm actually not interested in things I used to be interested in, because my vibration has changed and that vibration has changed. So if you're feeling that, trust that energy. Trust that. It's like, oh, I guess I've served my purpose with this, or I guess this isn't what it used to be for me. I see it as a step up the ladder where you have ascended to new understandings and new places in your own energy, and you're saying, okay, I so appreciate what that brought me, what I learned, how I grew, what I healed, taking some steps up the ladder to a new energy sphere, and this is where I'm going to reside right now. Be open to these changeovers and turnovers. They're meant to help you move forward. And this first lunar eclipse is going to show you that. If you're not already feeling it, chances are you're already feeling it. But something could be clearer. This eclipse, this lunar eclipse is interesting because it is opposing Mars. Watch out for those fights. Watch out for where you have to stand your ground. Watch out for anything that gets set off. I mean, you could feel that too. Mars opposing the moon can be argumentative, oppositional. You know, I want this, but I feel this. It's a separation between the feelings and what you want to fight for. So that is coming up in this lunar eclipse. The house that this eclipse falls in for you is where all of this energy is being highlighted. The house placement is always key for every new moon and full moon, but especially for eclipses, because it's the area of the chart where you are going to be experiencing these changes the most. The other thing that's fascinating is how eclipses move in a 19-year cycle. And this eclipse is actually going to be triggering energies from 2008, as well as energies from 19 years ago. So look back, August 2008, and that will show you what is coming into balance, what you're seeing in a new way. There's insights and information there. That's the last time we had eclipses in Aquarius and Leo. They were at different points, so they're not the exact same eclipse. I'm talking about the ones in 2008. They're not the exact same eclipses, but they're going to highlight that energy because they're really dang close. So stay aware of some of these areas and themes, because it could come back around for you to see it differently, for you to find new peace in your heart. You might find something come up that you hadn't thought about in years, and all of a sudden it's in front of you. So that's one of the energies here where we're working with. You know, we've got all these cycles of energies going on all the time, and we're meant to be continually trusting within, trusting within, trusting within. So this lunar eclipse, August 7th, 15 degrees of Aquarius, it sets off an area of your chart that is supposed to be groundbreaking, taking you forward, moving you ahead, letting go of what has served its purpose, whether that is a vision, whether that is a group or friends, whatever that might be for you. It feels like most people know this already on some level of their being. You've already got a hint at it. You got an understanding. I was talking to the client yesterday, and she was talking about how she has these obligatory friendships that she doesn't want to dedicate energy to anymore. And my suggestion for her is to just not put energy towards it, whether that is directing it to a new passion, a new hobby, a new direction for yourself, you know, not spending a lot of time engaging with people if it's hard for you, if there's no common connections anymore, if there really isn't anything there for you energetically, trust that. And trust that they have to move forward too, and so it's good for them. And this is where we hold the intention for everyone's best and highest good. And we hold the intention that, listen, if it's not the right energy for you, it's also not the right energy for them. And if you are the one who's more spiritually advanced or more energetically tuned in, you're going to get that message first. You're going to feel it first. And that's one of the gifts of our spiritual growth, is that we do get this information usually before the other person or people do. And we also have a responsibility, though, a responsibility to be kind, respectful, considerate, to let them go gracefully, to move ahead on your own path gracefully. So can you do that? Are you willing to do that while holding the intention that it is for everyone's best and highest good? You know, energies move so fast right now that we really aren't meant to have long-term friendships that we may have expected ourselves to have. Because let me tell you, once you get on that spiritual awakening train and it plows ahead and you're discovering all these things about yourself and you're healing and you're growing and you're advancing and your energy is changing, your vibration changes in a way that it just doesn't connect with other people like it used to, whether that would be your childhood friends, your teenage friends, your college friends, right? Like, we all have these kind of groups of people from our different areas of life, and you're thinking, oh, I got to, you know, maintain a connection with them. You can maintain a social media connection. Aquarius is how we all connect as a community, and social media is a part of that. Technology is a part of Aquarius. So use that to your advantage where, okay, I have my social media friends and acquaintances and people I see online, but, you know, you can turn off the laptop or, you know, step away from your phone and you don't give it more energy than that. So that's a big deal right now as these people come and go and you come and go for people. And know that it's also going to help open you up to the next group or the next tribe, the next friends who can meet you at the place you're at now based on what you've learned, how you've grown, and what you've done in recent years. The other thing I want to touch on is that we have had, since 2011, a lot of unstable energy. And we can expect ourselves, or I should say we can be hard on ourselves for things that didn't work out, right? And you're thinking, oh, I was building this and it went nowhere. I put all this time into this and it did nothing. I thought this was going to happen and no. There's been this unstable energy that has been hard to cement certain things for long term. And that's because it's not meant to be long term yet. So if there's something that you've been struggling with and you're like, do I let this go? Trust what you feel. And if it's like, yes, if you're feeling, I need to let this go, that's okay because you can come back to it later. You can come back to it in a whole new way. You can revisit it. You don't have to let it go in the sense that it's a failure. It's like, maybe I did as much as I could right now, all things considered, in these energies, and that's good enough, and I'm going to let it be and go focus my energy and my joy in this direction. And you know, take a hard left and do something else, or you just go and do a little pivot and focus on another area that does excite you. We're not meant to be locked into something yet. That's going to be easier in 2018. So we're almost there. So if it's been a little bit of a rickety, you know, those railroad trains, and they're just like a rickety ride, and you're like, oh my God, this is just not, my stomach's queasy, where is the stable ground? I know it's been like that for many, myself included. I'm with you on this. And I think the bigger picture is just knowing that we've had so much ongoing dynamic energy with the planets that it's been really hard to have something stick to the wall. That's going to change in 2018 when Saturn goes into Capricorn and Uranus goes into Taurus. They're going to both move into Earth signs, and we get real, we get simple, we get clear. We're like, okay, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to really direct my energy towards. Now, you could have pieces of that already showing up, but if something fell apart, if you had these big plans and nothing happened, or they didn't happen the way you thought, or if you just thought, why is nothing going the distance? It's meant to show you, first of all, more of what you want. It's meant to give you the experience of this building, this creating, and what that means and how much of your energy goes into it. It's meant to show you how you work, how you operate. And it will help you in the next few years. So I guess I'm feeling that pep talk, because I know that a lot of you are really kind of exhausted even. And you're wondering, you know, okay, what am I supposed to start next? Well, you follow your joy. And you follow where you get excited, and you follow what lifts you up, and that's it. And it doesn't have to be, quote-unquote, spiritual, and it doesn't have to be what you thought it was going to be. You just follow where your energy rises. And it is that simple. So that's our work that we've been doing in 2017, is looking at, okay, where do I really want to direct my energy right now based on who I am right now? The eclipses are going to help us move forward in those ways. This first eclipse, August 7th, gives you the clarity around what stays and what goes, what feels right, what doesn't feel like a fit. And then the next eclipse that we'll talk about next week is going to help you gain more of that confidence, okay? It's kind of like you're really building up more of that inner confidence that this is who I am, this is what I need to do, this is what I need to say, this is what I need to express. But it's inner work. It's the inner core work. It's the solar plexus work. It's the core sense of who you are and having confidence in that and feeding that confidence. So it is a big time, but it's also meant to help you simplify. And as I mentioned earlier, this Mercury retrograde helps us simplify because we get to prioritize. We put our little duckies in a row, and we say this, not this, 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 this. So know that August is the month where the universe is telling you, it's time. Here we go. It's time. So trust what that means for you. And we will continue our conversation next Wednesday. Remember, you can listen to the whole library of podcasts that I've been doing since 2012, free library. And thank you so much for your time. I will see you back here next Wednesday. Take good care. Bye-bye.